All right, well, hello everyone. I'm really excited today because we have Josh Kaufman on the line. He's just published a new book, The Personal MBA. And in the book, he basically challenges the $100,000 plus obsession we have with getting really high-priced education, which he believes you can get just by doing it on your own, through your own self-study and own reading. And this is a particularly interesting topic for me because while I didn't do an MBA, I've done undergraduate business education. So I kind of firsthand have seen the contrast of what can be learned in the school and what can you learn out of the school. So I'm here to talk with Josh today about both his new book and on the choices, life choices for education in general, for all the people that are, you know, wondering about our society's obsession with education, whether it's something that's worthwhile, whether there's some caveats to that. And I'll let Josh maybe introduce himself and his book for a little bit right now.
Thanks, Scott. Great to be with you. I'm Josh Kaufman. I'm the author of The Personal MBA, Master the Art of Business. And I have been teaching business skills to entrepreneurs and hackers and programmers and designers and craftsmen at personalmba.com for a number of years now. And the entire project, both the website and now the book, started as a very personal project. I decided that I wanted to learn a lot more about business, but I was in a situation where quitting my job and spending a couple years going to business school and borrowing an enormous amount of money in order to do so really didn't make sense. And so instead of chucking everything and going to get an MBA, I decided to do it myself. And so I spent that my spare time going to the library and going to a lot of bookstores and just started reading. And over the past 6 years, I've read thousands of books. And I published the results of my research on personalmba.com. And The Personal MBA, Master the Art of Business, my new book, is really a summary of the most essential ideas in modern business. So if you want to start a business or if you're working in a business and you want to do well, there's really only a small set of core things that you really need to know. And if you learn those first, you can do very, very well for yourself. And it doesn't take a lot of time and it doesn't take a lot of money. And so the goal for the Personal MBA book was to help the reader understand the very most fundamental ideas in business and be able to apply it quickly without spending a lot of time and without spending a lot of money.
Yeah, and I want to just make two comments about the book because I know you sent me a galley of the book a few months ago and I got a chance to read through it. And I thought it was a very well put together book because sort of the point I was talking about just shortly before we started this call was that I've talked to a lot of people that are considering MBAs and they tend to come into different types. There's the people who they sort of quote unquote need their MBA to get in, move up the corporate ladder, and there's the people that are just trying to land a really high-paying consulting job. But there's a lot of people I've talked to who have non-business backgrounds in their education. So maybe they took engineering, they took science, they took psychology. So they didn't study business in school. And they want to start a company, they want to start a business, they want to be more entrepreneurial.
Yep.
But they feel, you know, well, I need to be trained to do that. I need to have business knowledge. Therefore, I need to start an MBA program, which
sure.
I just think is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
But your book is really good because for someone like that, I think that if they read through this book, they could get a really good foundation in a lot of the basics of the ideas and starting points so that if they wanted to learn something in more depth, they could easily do it through self-study. So I highly recommend your book for anyone who has felt like they want to do something more business-oriented, but, you know, they just don't really have the concise summary guide which covers all the concepts. They feel too ignorant about business to really put their foot out there.
Thanks. And one of the really big ideas, and I think a lot of the folks who gravitate to the personal MBA approach to learning business or self-education in general, they already have valuable skills. So if you're an engineer, you already know how to do things that are economically valuable. Or if you're a designer or a programmer or an artist or whatever skill that you have, you already know how to do something that's valuable. And if you want to do well in business, it's true, you do need a business education. You need to understand how the business world works and how to put together something that will benefit your customers and make money for you. But there's a big difference between business education and business credentialing. They're not the same thing. So education is what happens in your head. It's not what happens in the classroom. And if you can learn the essentials on your own, you can learn the basics, learn the things that you really need to know in order to succeed very, very quickly and very inexpensively. So you don't have to spend a lot of money. You don't have to spend a lot of time in the classroom, but you do have to learn the essentials. So my goal is to help people learn the essentials as quickly and easily as they possibly can.
Definitely. And we were talking about how I like kind of the target you chose for this in kind of the critique of the whole education system in general, because MBA programs, and I've talked with people who have varying opinions about what the real purpose of the MBA programs are as opposed to their sort of stated goals. But the stated goals of most MBA programs is that they train you to become, you know, the business leaders of the future.
Sure.
And I've talked to a lot of people that maybe have a little bit more cynical attitude towards it, or maybe they just sort of see past that and that an MBA program is more a filter for to see who is ambitious and driven enough to invest tons of their own personal resources into gaining the education, which is often difficult, and they have to juggle with their job. So it's sort of a filter from the people who are slackers. But I think that there are a lot more intelligent ways that you can filter yourself out from the majority of people.
Sure.
But we were talking about education more broadly. So the MBA program, I think, in some instances, there's some really valid critiques about whether it's the right way to be teaching business and whether it's really necessary, especially if your stated goal is entrepreneurial or you want to be working in a small business which cares more about results than your credentials. But just education generally, my sort of feeling is, and this is from someone who's done an undergraduate business education, that for me, there's a distinction between the value of what you actually learn in the classes, which does have some value, but it's very easy to critique because of the amount of money you have to invest and the
sure.
time you have to invest and the general inefficiency of university generally. And then the experience and networking and people and kind of incubator environment of university in general. And I tend to feel more sympathetic towards the latter cause, even though it's sort of unfortunate that the two are so directly tied together that it's hard to – you're sort of a nonconformist if you completely break off and do just one and not the other.
Sure, and it's uncomfortable for people to consider doing that. I mean, that's one of the reasons that the personal MBA is controversial. People have a really hard time divorcing themselves from the mindset of, you know, school is education. And, you know, it's amazing that going through and talking with a number of people, both on the undergraduate and the graduate and even the postdoctorate level, the valuable things that people take away from that experience aren't necessarily the concepts and the skills that you need to do whatever it is you want to do in the real world. It's the experience of working with a lot of smart people, by having a lot of freedom, by working on your own projects. And those are all things that you can do very well on your own without necessarily paying unnecessary rent to a college. So, you know, if you divorce yourself from the mindset of school is where you get an education, and you start to reconstruct all of the experiences that you might have in a college setting, but you skip the classes and you skip the assignments and you skip the tests and you just focus on what you're really interested in, you can make an enormous amount of progress in a very short amount of time.
Right, and I think we had a conversation about this earlier when you were telling me first about the book when it was coming out, that there's a big distinction, and I think this is important because we tend to have a little bit of hubris in terms of like, oh, well, this business course, this science program, this whatever program, that's nothing that I couldn't learn on my own.
Right.
And that's sort of, I think, a stated hubris of a lot of people who feel that, you know, I could just learn that on my own. I don't need to learn that on my own. But the question is, will you learn it on your own? And I think that the key distinction, and it is one of the things I appreciate about your program, is it is fairly rigorous, is that for a lot of people, self-education is kind of the cop-out to not actually having to learn things. And that the kind of the nice thing about university as opposed to self-education is that if you're paying a lot of money to be there and they're actively grading you and rating you against your peers, there is a lot of social and financial and psychological pressure to actually learn the material and do all the work and focus on it, which is absent in a self-education program like the personal MBA. And one of the things I think that's very important to state is that if you are doing something through self-education, in many ways it's still going to be a lot of work, and you have to have a certain commitment to it. that goes beyond maybe what your external forces that are acting upon you, because if you just sort of dabble in it, then you're not really going to learn the material. And the personal MBA, if you were following through the program, it's pretty in-depth. There's quite a bit of material that you should learn and focus on. So it's not that to say that skipping an MBA program and saving all that money can be done by picking up a few books in the airport and reading it on your layover. But
well, I would differ from that, actually. I think the very most important things that people really learn and really internalize come from being interested enough in a subject to invest your time and energy on learning it on your own. I think even in, take the corporate environment, for example, most of, and there's a study that I cite in the introduction to the personal MBA by Dr. Jeffrey Pfeiffer and Christina Fong from the University of Washington and Stanford, respectively. And they said that when it comes to learning outcomes, sitting through an MBA program does almost nothing when it comes to actually measuring the things that define success in the business world. And so, yes, what business schools do is they add an enormous amount of structure and they add an enormous amount of work that you might not otherwise do on your own. And it kind of begs the question of, if it's not worth doing in and of itself, if it's not worth doing unless you're paying an enormous amount of money to sit in a classroom and cram the stuff into your head as quickly as possible to regurgitate on a test, is it really that important to you? If it is, you should be willing to do or put in that amount of work without necessarily getting the piece of paper at the end that says that you completed the requirements.
I think I would agree with you. I think that my point is more stayed towards the idea generally that it's very easy to say you're going to do something and it's more difficult to actually follow through. Your comments about being interested in it enough that you would actually invest in your own time, I completely agree. And I've done a lot of self-education, and I know obviously you have through your program, that it does involve a certain passion, a certain commitment, a certain dedication to wanting to educate yourself. And my conversation mostly stems from there is a distinction between, you know, people who claim that they want to be interested in something,
right?
They don't have the self-motivation, they don't have the sort of internal interest, the internal drive in order to accomplish something. But I agree with you there that if there is a lot of busy work, of filler, that maybe doesn't accomplish the goals that it is stated to accomplish in programs, in education in general, but in MBA specifically that we're talking about here, and if you do self-education, then you're able to cut out some of that fat.
Yeah,
so maybe you can talk to us a little bit about just what maybe more specifically you try to teach in the program and what your advice would be to people who are sort of interested in business and they're considering an MBA kind of program, and then they're listening to this right now.
Sure. So I think if you're interested in business, whether or not you're considering an MBA, there are really three areas of knowledge you need to become much better at. And the first is, you know, relatively obvious. You really need to know what businesses are and what they do. And understanding business, I mean, the wonderful thing about business is it's an incredibly useful set of skills to master, but it's also not rocket science. I mean, none of the things that we talk about are particularly complicated or particularly hard. The first is that you really, to understand business, you have to understand that businesses, every single business, large or small, is made up of five parts. And it's creating value for other people, marketing it, selling it, delivering it to paying customers, and making more money than you spent. That's it. It's really not any more complicated than that. And there's really only a small set of things that you need to understand in each of those areas. So value creation, marketing, sales, value delivery, and finance. There's maybe maximum 20 concepts for each of those things that provide most of the value of studying them. And if you understand those concepts first, you can make a lot of progress in an amazingly short amount of time.
Now, one of the things that, and I agree with you and I agree with your logic that you've sort of laid out so far, one of the things that they often talk about with MBA-type programs that the benefit, and I'm sort of, you know, people can't see me in this video, but I'm sort of doing air quotes here. The benefit is that you can interact with peers, and it's the group process of solving these cases and working through these problems, the group interaction, the synergy, if you will, that creates the value. And one of the advantages, I guess, of formal education for someone who's sort of considering the two options is that you are sort of, bam, given a peer group of people who are in essentially the same situation that you are. What do you recommend for people just going beyond the book or maybe just a private venture and getting that sort of interaction so you do have that exchange of ideas, which ostensibly is what a lot of MBA programs try to promote and what they claim is one of the big benefits of that. What do you do in the personal MBA program to try to foster that kind
right.
of...
Right. It's a very simple solution, and that is start your own real projects. It's tremendously difficult to particularly learn the experiential parts of running a business. So actually creating something, recruiting a group of people, managing them, and leading them through a process toward a particular goal, it's tremendously difficult to teach that in the classroom. It's very experiential. And so what business school classrooms try to do or attempt to do is gather a group of people and give them an artificial goal where nobody is really invested in the end result, per se, aside from a grade and aside from a certificate. It's very, very easy to learn those skills on your own. And the way that you do that is by deciding there's some real-world business thing that you want to figure out how to do, or a product you want to launch, or something you want to explore, or people you want to meet, and then go out into the world and start doing it right away. You can either, you know, that can be as simple as starting your own business on the side, which doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't even have to be, you know, a very complex product or service that you're offering. But by just going out and doing something, you can learn a tremendous amount of the very same skills that you would ostensibly pick up in a business school classroom, but you're learning it with real people in the real world with real results. And that's valuable. The other thing, which is another really good way to network and get a lot of very valuable business experience quickly, is there are an enormous number of nonprofits out there in the world, volunteer organizations, folks who need help with management and leadership and making progress on projects and, you know, even so far as managing their finances. There are literally tens of thousands of organizations that could use your help right now. And if you raise your hand and say, you know what, this is a skill that I want to learn, I want to help you, the vast majority of those organizations are going to be absolutely thrilled. And all that requires is raising your hand and saying, I'm willing to work.
Absolutely. And I think there's one last point that I wanted to cover just in this interview, because I think you brought it up earlier, and I think this is sort of lurking in the back of the mind. And I'm talking about more generally, you're talking about MBA programs, but I'm sure. Talking more generally about university, is that it does provide two functions. You know, the function of education, which we've sort of been discussing about maybe some of the weaknesses, particularly in the business school program,
sure.
of education, of their ability to actually teach what is valuable. And the second thing is accreditation, which is to provide this very simple certificate which states to everyone that you have done whatever it is that they're teaching inside the program.
Right.
And the fact that they do both of those, which is, in my opinion, sort of a shame of our education system that a university can be both the educator and the accreditor, but the fact that they do both of those means that a lot of students are thinking, you know what, I know that, you know, maybe the MBA program isn't going to teach me that much, but I'm not really entrepreneurial. I don't want to start my own business. I don't want to do something really small scale. I want to work in a major corporate job. And they sort of highly encourage or highly focus on the MBA program. So what do you say to people who are, you know, maybe not on the entrepreneurial spectrum where they're using it just for themselves and they're going to bootstrap their way up, but to the people who want to work within an existing company that does tend to recognize certification, what would you say to them just in your experience of working with people who are facing that kind of dilemma in their head?
Yeah, I would say two things. Number one is be careful what you wish for. And the second is real-world results always speak louder than any piece of paper. So on the be careful what you wish for, it is true that some large organizations, I used to work for one, Procter & Gamble, use credentials as a screening mechanism. That's the value they provide to large organizations. Instead of having to interview everybody, they cut down their recruiting pool substantially. So, for example, if you want to work at Goldman Sachs, you probably need an MBA. On the other side, if you want to go that route, you are going to, unless you're already independently wealthy, you're going to borrow an enormous amount of money using loans that offer close to zero consumer protections, and if something unexpected happens, you're screwed. So there are potentially enormous downsides of borrowing the money you need to get a credential, only to find when you're actually working that job that you thought you want or that you thought you wanted that you don't like it. And I think it's a very instructive experience to go talk to people who actually work at some of these large corporations that folks are borrowing an enormous amount of money to essentially be introduced to. The vast majority of the people who work in those jobs aren't happy and aren't satisfied and are actually looking for a way to get out as quickly as they possibly can. One of the blogs I really recommend looking at is Pamela Slim's escapefromcubiclenation.com. And you'll see there's for people who have been in corporations for a long, long period of time, there's a tremendous amount of dissatisfaction with that choice. And if you encumber yourself to get into something, you may find yourself in having a very hard time unwinding what you did. So be careful what you wish for. If you do want to explore that route, so I actually ended up working for a large corporation. I didn't get an MBA. I found an alternate way in. Real-world results always speak louder than credentials. So part of the reason I was able to work for a large company right out of college without an MBA is because I started my own businesses. I actually landed an internship at Procter & Gamble, which is how I got the job that I got. And I was able to prove to the management of that company that I could deliver real-world results on real projects. And that's ultimately the reason that they hired me. And so that's whether you start your own business or you volunteer for an organization or you intern or apprenticeship with somebody else and you're able to point to a result in a real-world organization and say, I did that. That's the result of my work. If you're able to do that and attract the attention of a company or a manager or an employer to whom that matters, that has a tremendous, tremendous amount of weight, even more than going to a school and completing all the requirements and being awarded with a degree. That's incredibly common. There are hundreds of thousands of people who graduate from college with degrees every year. There are very, very, very few people who can actually step up and either start or take the leadership over of a real project and deliver real results that have real consequences. And if you can do that and point to that, that will impress pretty much any employer that actually cares about results.
Exactly. And I think that, we're talking about the business program because obviously that's the subject of your book, but I've actually interviewed people that have come from fairly different fields, like, for example, computer science and other situations where they were essentially they had no formal education. They did not They did not pursue the traditional path. But because they were good, because they had actually done real things with their project, it's a little bit harder to maybe get in that first door. But once you find that first opportunity, it's really easy to rack up experience doing something meaningful and move forward. So the kind of idea that accreditation and certification was necessary is probably becoming less true just because so many things can be done independently now and there's less need to be a part of a huge conglomerate in order to accomplish anything. You can bootstrap your way up so that, getting hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of debt potentially in order to get an education is not always the best option.
Right. And programming is a brilliant example. I mean, just look at all the open source projects that are out there and start working on them. And, if you can prove to an employer that you're shipping working code, that's going to be more impressive to them than any degree. And so, yeah, that's the overarching theme is learn all of the essentials on your own as quickly as you can because it's not that hard and it doesn't take a lot of time, and then work on real projects. And if you do a combination of the two of them, you will get you'll be just as well off, if not better off, because you'll get the results without the debt.
All right. Any last thoughts about your book and to let readers know where they can pick it up if they're interested?
Yeah, you can actually pick up the book is The Personal MBA, Master the Art of Business. It's available everywhere books are sold, Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon, 800 CEO Read. And it really is. I spent about – I put about 6 years of research into the organization and the concepts in the book. So if you're interested in business in any way, shape, or form, whether you ultimately want to start your own someday or whether you're a student and you're thinking about going the business route or you're actually working for an employer, I've actually heard from quite a few people who have read the book that they've been in business for 30 years. And going through this book is a wonderful review of things that they have learned the hard way through the school of hard knocks and that they still aren't necessarily implementing. So even if you have a lot of business experience, the Personal MBA Mastery of Business, I hope, will be a comprehensive both primer and reference that you can use to succeed in your business projects, whatever they might be.
All right, great. And we're going to put up links to both the book and also your personal website so people who are, you know, wondering who Josh Kaufman is and want to check out some more of the Personal MBA, there's tons of resources on his website which you'll be able to take a look at. So thank you, Josh.
Thanks so much, Scott. Great to be with you.